Blog Talk Radio.
Caserita, no te acuestes a dormir si comes un cucurucho de maní. Cuando la tarde sol está, casera de mi corazón. dame de tu maní. Esta noche no vas a poder dormir si comes un cucurucho de maní. Cuando la tarde solita está, la cera de mi corazón. Ay, caserita, no, 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 no. Mamá, mamá, dame para comprar tu maní, dame para comprar.
Barry.
What?
Where's Barry?
Barry couldn't make it.
Oh.
So Cuckoo called Mark.
Called who?
Mark.
Oh.
Better love, and welcome to the Truth to Power show, and I'm Beverly. And I want to thank East Coast Eddie, one of the giants in the music industry, for bringing this series to us all this month, the great Black Latin superstars of music, past and present. And it's an honor, and I want to thank you, East Coast Eddie, for sharing this great music with us. And how are you doing this evening?
Better love, Beverly, better love. It's a pleasure to
better love.
Be with you. This is the last day of Hispanic Heritage Month celebrations. And I think it's great to have experienced this with you. And I wanted to get your take on what you have gotten as far as information and entertainment from this series.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really enlightening because I'm surprised that I've been on this planet all this time, and I really didn't realize it was great Latin music. I never really paid it any attention because I didn't ever hear it except in the movies. So I enjoy it. I really do. And I enjoyed looking at, as I was downloading the music, I got a chance to see a lot of the videos, and I really enjoyed them. It's really enlightening. It just shows you when you're not told about something or you're not in that environment, you don't have a clue. So this was very enlightening. And I enjoyed the music.
Oh yeah, did you feel it?
Yes, that's some feeling music. You can feel that. You will not be sitting in your seat. You're gonna be patting your feet or moving something, and that's what music is about.
Well, the wonderful and black heritage of Latin music. Obviously, we're able to honor and acknowledge the, you know, the achievements of a few of them, like you know, played Mona Santa Maria, Afro Blue.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of his compositions. He toured the world. Everybody knew Mona Santa Maria. And the second song was a group called the Alegre All Stars. And the timbalero, the percussionist, and you know, Mona Santa Maria was a conga player. And then in the next song, we heard Caco, another black, you know, Puerto Rican, a black Latino superstar, that gave that particular arrangement some accents that were very interesting, you know. And that was a standard in Manicero. So they created a wonderful piece to last forever. And, you know, it's been an honor for me to be with you, Beverly Green.
It's really entertaining. And I appreciate you taking your time, your busy schedule, to spend a time with us every week, taken out to enlighten us with this music.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm doing this. I met Eric through my cousin Ron, and he spoke about doing. Obviously, we did something about me, and then we were able to have Carlos Averhoff Jr. on one of the shows.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They're informing and educating it, but entertaining at the same time. And I can take some hours for that. And I'm really happy to be here. It was a wonderful series. I hope you invite me back, you know, if the
audience
said I can come and do something with you. We'll figure it out if they want, you know, more of this, let us know on your website. You know,
Okay. And I'm going to post these shows. I'm going to put these shows also on YouTube.
Okay.
So it can be expanded more. Yeah. I'll do that. I'll put the whole series on there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. And we'll call it Latinos.
Go ahead,
Eddie.
Go ahead.
No, because there's always a controversy about, you know, what what is the proper way of addressing someone from this, you know, Afro-Caribbean heritage, Afro-Latino, Afro-African-American. You know, I think today we're grown up enough to say, hey, you know, this is a black, you know, race, and descendants of that black race are, you know, have certain DNA, certain genes. And in the music business, unfortunately, you know, they don't make up the majority of the business that is trying to, you know, to reach consumers, to consume music, you know, from the business aspect. And, you know, so you saw some of the photos, you saw some of the videos, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it could look like your uncle, or, you know, if you're an African-American, it could look like your cousin. Only thing is, they were born in a Spanish-speaking country or island. And the Republic had a lot of slaves, if you can recall it. And that was Española. Puerto Rico, Cuba, but all throughout, all the way up to Colombia. So we have a black, a rich, rich culture of black Latino music that no one is paying attention to. And that was kind of my goal, to say, hey, look, you know, we have this. So you've given me the opportunity to do that, and I'm very, very grateful.
Well, same here. Now, when was the peak of this music in the United States? And it probably was really played a lot in Florida. Was that the case?
No, believe it or not. No. The music industry, the Latin music industry is, there's certain, you know, areas where certain cultures are in the politics, or, you know, they have all the positions in the industry, and, you know, if there's a, you know, a Sony or a Warner or Universal, back then EMI, you know, PolyGram, there were so many labels back then. And in Miami, like you said, you know, it could be a hub. But I'm from Puerto Rico, and most of the executives in Miami that were making the call, instead of putting a black artist, to put a white artist, were all white and Cuban. One black one, let's put it like that. And once again, you know, that was the time. You know, and now it's, you know, I'm not in the boardroom, but I would hope that it's different. I believe so. You know, there's a lot of women, there's a lot of changes happening in the music business. So I think that's good. I hope it resonates to the Latin music industry. So, but you know what, Beverly, there's some great, let's hear some for a while. I think I got something cooking there that's really hot.
Okay, so let's see. Where am I at? I was so busy into the conversation, I forgot about I'm the DJ over here.
Okay.
That's okay. And you had a good population. Now, was Latin music, while I'm looking for this, putting the music up here, was it really strong and popular? Was it strong and popular in New York? Just like,
absolutely.
You know, was it certain cities like Florida, New York, or?
Well, you know, no, it was Puerto Rico.
Okay. Okay.
And New York City.
Okay.
And a gentleman by the name of Jerry Masucci, and a black Latino artist, flautist, composer, arranger, songwriter, the late, great Johnny Pacheco, was the musical side of that. During the Suchi, rest in peace, was a lawyer. And so Johnny had a marketing mind, and he coined a word that was kind of like in the streets, but it didn't belong to anybody. And that word is South and created work through the release of some independent movies, created what became in the 70s and 80s, and then it changed again, but lasted into the 90s, kind of before the, you know, when the CD, all the different format changes. You know, if you can imagine, when I started, you know, there were 8-track tapes. Then there were, we always had vinyl. Okay? Then they had cassette tapes, and we still had vinyl. Then there were more cassette being sold than vinyl, so that sales went down. And then all of a sudden, the CDs came out, and there were less tapes and vinyl and a lot of CDs. Now CDs are gone, and what we have is digital. CDs are collector's items. You know, people are saving them with different qualities and getting it, the sound from a digital, from a digital platform. But yes, it's '60s, late '60s. Well, don't forget, rock, you know, took over the world in the '60s. You know, the Beatles.
Right, the Beatles. Right.
And we had a lot. Yeah. There was a movement going on, and that's. That movement was squashed. You know? That was Latin music with English lyrics. You know, we'll do a show about that one time. One of these days.
Okay. Latin that'd be good.
With English lyrics. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm ready now. So here we go.
Quiero contarle, mi mano, un pedacito de la historia negra, de la historia nuestra, caballero. Y dice así.
meto con el cuarto nuevo a tiro. Déjalo que suba, déjalo que ponga un pie, que van a llevar más de tanto que hasta lo que están por nacer.
Déjalo que suba,
déjalo
que ponga un pie, que van a llevar las ligas hasta lo que están por
Vamos a celebrar.
Pero hay
aunque hay flores en mi pecho, yo sigo pisando espinas. Bendito,
tengo la felicidad, tengo para los demás, tambores para la fiesta, vamos a celebrar.
Los golpes que da la vida son la fuerza de mi canto, y con este canto mío, mi gente, y sigo ganando. Y mira pa' eso,
tengo la felicidad, tengo para los demás, tambores para la fiesta, vamos a celebrar.
Ya se acabaron las penas, la cosa no es como antes, el negro se ha puesto duro, mira, y sigo echando pa'lante. ¡Chale!
Tengo la felicidad, tengo para los demás, tambores para la fiesta.
Oye, te lo dije, que el negro está contento, y mira, le traigo una rumba de caché. Anda.
Black Latino singer from Barranquilla, Colombia, Cartagena. This is the Pacific part of Colombia, where there's a lot of Black Latinos that are obviously Black Colombians, Afro-Colombians. Afro-Colombian, Afro-Peruvian, Afro-Puerto Rican, Afro-Cuban, Afro-Dominican Republic. But it's the same thing, you know. It's people that
what
have
do they been... call themselves? What do they
Who?
Call themselves? The ones in Dominican Republic and
call themselves
what,
Dominican.
In the different areas. Okay, so they don't distinguish between Black Dominicans or white. They just say they Dominicans.
Exactly. Same thing in Puerto Rico. But I never saw a black governor of Puerto Rico, even though there's a black Puerto Rican community. However, in the Dominican Republic, you do have black presidents. And Cuba, obviously, it's a dictatorship there. The Castro, that whole, all of Cuba is very much in touch with their African roots. Not as much Puerto Rico, not as much Dominican Republic in terms of, the religious rituals. And, one of the things that came from Africa was the deities that were worshipped in Africa that when the slaves came, across, they practiced them here the best way they could. So that was probably the only thing that got them through and had hope of something better, because they were, they were slaves. So those traditions with the drums and the rituals and things like that, the different deities, those deities usually had to do with nature. The goddess of the ocean, the goddess of the river, the god of fire, the god of, the cemetery, the dead, they call them Orishas.
Right.
From that religion, a lot of black Latinos, were initiated. And it just so happens that that was only religion that they could relate to musically, because, there was no other, the Baptist church is singing choirs, using Mormon, temple, big vocal ensemble they have, the Tabernacle Singers. That's there, but, for black people, so there was a lot of Cubans that weren't black that were involved. Puerto Ricans too, Dominicans, they relate to those African roots, and so they worship those African deities, there's only one God, this is their beliefs, and you can't, you got to respect it, respect all people's beliefs.
Right.
God is like a mansion, he has many windows, or she has many windows,
many rooms.
That a long time. Has many windows to look into the same inside the house, the mansion. So what I'm saying is that, we only die once, but we live every day. So you have to try to live and do the best you can for mankind, if you have, that desire to go into that type of a mission of that type, or music like myself that, I'm still passionate about. After, I started in 1975 when I first got hit by the bug, and it took me until 1995 to have a position with a record label nationally. And so an independent and start producing concerts and start producing records and doing what I love to do. And unfortunately, the owner of the company passed away. He got sick, passed away, and all that, just went crumbling down. I'm talking about a great friend, a mentor, the late, great Latin salsa music promoter, Mr. Ralph Mercado. Ralph had a rest in peace. He had an interesting background. He was Puerto Rican and Dominican, and he grew up in Brooklyn, in a Jewish neighborhood.
Wow, he was international.
And he was. He was the number one promoter of Latin tropical salsa music in the world. Let me ask you, Beverly. Were there any other Latin exposure you had as a growing up as a African American, a Black American in Detroit?
No, nothing. That's what I'm saying. You know, all the music that I heard, Latin music, was when I looked on in the movies. You know, the older movies, you would see the ladies would dressed up in the Latin attire, and they had bananas on their head, the basket on their head.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the closest I got to ever hearing that music. I never heard it.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard it on
this
TV,
is
not personal.
A very interesting a cultural exchange right here between Hispanics and Blacks. We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. You're Black and African American in the U.S.
Yeah.
And you've taken an interest in uniting, you know, the music, you know, you found the common ground by focusing and acknowledging and honoring Black Latinos during Hispanic, you know, superstar music during Hispanic Heritage Month. And, you know, not too many people are doing that, Beverly D, so better love.
Yeah, but somebody has to do it, you know, keep it going. Make people aware, just like you made me aware, you made the audience here aware, and, you know, that's what it's about.
Talk a little bit about the song that you just played by Cheo Feliciano. Cheo Feliciano, rest in peace, was a great Black Puerto Rican, very proud, you know. He went through so much in his life, you know, his personal life, battling drug addiction. And even the previous person that was singing, Inmar Rivera, also went through a problem with drug addiction. And even the person we played before that, Joe Arroyo, was talking about the slaves when they were in Colombia, how one of them took, how one of the masters took out a whip and started hitting his woman. And, you know, he said, don't hit my it's an affectionate way of saying, you know, my Black girl, you know, negra, my Black honey, you know, sweetie. And that was what the song was about, slaves and the owners of the slaves. Joe Arroyo also had a drug addiction problem. Drugs have kind of dominated, the world of music, especially Latin music, and have some great lives have been lost, you know, or wasted talent, you know, because people don't realize that addiction is a mental, you know, trigger that happens and, you know, makes you go like you want something. It's like gambling, you know. People lose all their money and, you know, I mean, you can't explain it. How can you explain it? You know, I could tell you that it could go a lot further, you know, with food. You know, it's unexplainable how, you know, they can't control themselves. So what I'm saying is that it's, you know, we have problems in our brains, and just like, you know, we have a problem maybe in our pancreas with diabetes, you take medication for that, or you know, your heart or whatever, you know, there's medication for that. You know, science has you know, advanced so much that it prevents you from dying. And so, the addictive personality has to be treated, you know, and has to be treated a certain way so that the person is productive, you know, and not become compulsive. And so, with all the ups and downs of Latin music, and it could be in front of 25,000 people, and people are screaming your name and singing along with you, you know, this famous song that you authored or and you recorded. And, you know, go to back to your hotel room. You have, when you go to
yeah.
sleep, you know, lay down your head on a pillow by yourself.
Yeah.
And but it's hard for some people to handle that, you know. So that's hard for them to handle success. That's what I'm trying to say. So, you know, the more
just
we
imagine,
get, you know,
I can kind of imagine how, because they got all them hundreds and thousands of people. All of that is energy, and the energy of the music and the energy of the people. How do you come down? You can't just automatically just come down off of that. That's like a high itself. And you got to gradually, you know, come down. And I can imagine when they go back to their hotel room, they still high, not with drugs, but they still high off of all of that energy. And then they get into, some of them take drugs just to go to sleep. That was in America too, with a lot of the entertainers. A lot of them became addicts and, you know, drug abusers. But I'm not excusing them, but I'm just saying I can imagine how it feels to have all that energy going. Did I lose you? East Coast Eddie?
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Y'all. Oh, you're there?
Yes,
okay. Okay.
You're absolutely right. You know, this is something big in America, and I'm just bringing up
yeah.
a point that, you know, some of the performers that you heard tonight, Joe Arroyo, Joe Feliciano, mm-hmm. and Mr. I don't know who it was in the middle there. let me see. Okay, Joe Feliciano. Oh, Ismael Rivera. And Joy Arroyo,
mm-hmm.
those three in particular, I knew, you know, the stories, I knew about them, but Joe Feliciano recuperated and became very successful. Joe Arroyo,
okay.
again, was successful. And Ismael Rivera died in the streets of New York City, from what I heard, with no money. Addicted to drugs, so rest in
right.
peace, all of them, because that's some great music, and with all of
mm-hmm.
that, all those issues they had with, you know, having to deal with life, God gave them a talent that does forever,
yeah.
which is their voice, and the people recorded them, and we have this forever. So I'm grateful for all those producers and. Who made it possible for us to enjoy this music, and for many years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're gonna go
now
back
let me
to the music.
What's coming up?
Go ahead.
We've got another
okay.
a black Latino from Colombia, from the Pacific, Jimmy Sa, S-A-A-A, Jimmy S-A-A, Sa, there's. The song is called Inshallah, and it was interesting because it's Inshallah.
Uh-huh.
It's just that he's almost crying, you know. I mean, I don't know, with his voice, it's kind of like it's very sentimental the way he's singing, and the arrangement is fantastic. And the next one is a black Puerto Rican with his name is Bobby Valentin, a bassist. Composer.
Well, wait a minute, East Coast
uh-huh.
Eddie. Some of them I could download. So I do have Jimmy. I do have him. There.
Okay.
And I got Willie.
Okay, so let's go with that, and then we'll talk on the other side.
Okay.
With
right.
a few more.
Okay.
Two more. Page three, and then we'll talk.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Yo, llorar, para cantarle a todo el mundo. Música, música, yeah, yeah. Tú quieres reír, quieres bailar. Ven acá y toca mi tambor, para que sientas lo que siento yo, para que bailes como bailo yo, haciendo música nada más. Tú y yo vamos a reír, vamos a cantar. Ven acá y toca mi tambor, para que sientas lo que siento yo, para que bailes como bailo yo, así es mi música nada más.
Toro mata rumba, pero hay toro.
empeñas en destruir mi felicidad. Busca lo tuyo y déjame en paz. Cuando te quise no me querías y me decías cuento nada más. Oye, y ahora mi vida es que todito ha cambiado. Ya no te quiero y solo siento el tiempo perdido por ti, nene. Oye, qué pena me da, ay, yo verte llorar. Y yo sin poder tu llanto secar.
Ay, ay, qué pena me da. Qué pena me da.
Cuando te quise no me quería, y ahora que tal me viene llorando, no me llore nada, no.
Ay, ay, qué pena
yo
me da.
Yo sé que mucho te pesa, pero a mí no me interesa. Ella, 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 pa' allá.
Ay, ay.
Y a ti no te quiero nada, no, no.
Ay, ay, qué pena me da.
Valgari.
Cultural exchange of this program, this series has been incredible because, like you said, you know, a lot of people didn't know we had such incredible Black Latinos in the music business. And you just heard Chill Feliciano. Chill was a unique Russian piece. He was an incredible human being. He went through a lot in his life. He was able to come, you know, out of it and became very successful. He had his own record company for a while. His wife, Coco, was always with him on tour. And it was a great time whenever you saw Chill. He was very humble and very charming. So you know, he passed away, you know, a few years back. It was a tragic car accident. He was driving home, and he fell asleep at the wheel and hit a pole and passed, you know,
wow.
died from a car accident. Before that, we heard the late, great queen of Latin music, Celia Cruz, and the late, great band leader, flautist, composer, arranger, songwriter of some big hits in Latin music, Mr. Johnny Pacheco, rest in peace. Once again, humble human beings, not ego-stricken, you know, because they were so famous. Both of them passed. Celia didn't have any children, and her last manager became, you know, pretty much with the family, the executor of the estate, and he's been doing an incredible job keeping the Celia Cruz Legacy Project going, and very proud to call him a friend. And Johnny Pacheco just passed recently, and his wife Cookie was always with him. It was a terrible loss, but the fact that Johnny had fallen off of a stage and hurt his hip, and after that, you know, he was always walking around with a cane, and you know, things like that set you back. You know, you can't concentrate
right.
on being creative. Pain, but rest in peace, both of them. And prior to that, was a he's still alive and well and touring the world. Jimmy Sa, inshallah. And he is also the percussionist, you know, so he does a solo there that's quite unique. And the background vocals are his children. So he travels with his kids and when he's on tour. So he's from Colombia, like I said. He's from the Pacific, from Buenaventura. Great music from all parts of the world. As you know, Celia was from Cuba, and Johnny Pacheco was from the Dominican Republic, and Cheo Feliciano was born in Puerto Rico. So we had a real mix here of cultures at one set. So it was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Now tell us about the superstar that you are grooming and working with.
I don't consider myself a superstar. Oh, the superstar that I.
I'm talking about you, the person you're working with. You got.
Oh, the person that I'm working with now, the superstar I'm working with right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
I'm working
yes,
with a superstar
yes.
from Japan. Her name is Karina.
Okay.
You can look her up on Wikipedia. And she's a Japanese superstar in J-pop and hip-hop and R&B. She'll bring out the And she does 40 concerts a year in a capacity, 15,000-plus arenas. And she's now very interested in the culture of Puerto Rico and doing a cultural exchange, Japan and Puerto Rico. So she's going to be singing in Spanish and Japanese to the new Latin urban music that is being created here in Puerto Rico with artists like Bad Bunny and Ozuna and Anuel and Columbia, which is Becky G and Maluma and J Balvin. But we have a lot of young superstars coming up here in Puerto Rico, and they're making an impact in the global market. She is very fond of this music, and I've known her for about 10 years, and she decided to do a project with the music of Puerto Rico. So I'm here in Puerto Rico with her producer, and what we're doing is we're doing songwriter camps and looking for that song that fits her. And we're looking for the compositions, the music, the back, you know, the instrumentals, the beat, so to speak. And once we have 20 demos, we'll submit them to the artist, AI, in Japan. And
okay.
she will choose
okay.
one. Well, maybe choose two. And if you know, everything goes right, you know, we'll have an artist from Japan singing in Spanish, you know, in different parts of Latin America. And it's a good idea now because there's a lot of interest in you know, Japanese from the young anime, kids that grew up with anime, with Japanese animation. There's, you know, a lot of Japanese, there's a Japanese creation anime. So
okay.
a lot of the, you know, kids, you know, Gen X, you know, the kids, you know, in their 18, 19, 20, that they've been into anime, you know, when they're 22, 23, 24, they, you know, they could relate to some Japanese lyrics. You know, that's what's happening today in Puerto Rico with an artist by the name of Bad
Okay.
Bunny. And other artists are starting to follow him, having lyrics in Japanese for that market. And so that's a superstar I'm working with. And I have another 16-year-old Mexican-American singer from Ontario, California. And she's now working with a top Latin pop producer by the name of K.C. Porter. K.C. has worked with Tony
Kate.
Braxton.
You said K.T.?
What was that? K.C. C like a Charlie.
Did you say?
Charles.
Oh, K.C. Okay. Okay. Okay.
It's a K and the C. Porter. P-O-R.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
He's a great Latin music producer, even though he's American, because he was raised in Guatemala and you know, lived there. You know, family moved from the U.S. to Guatemala, and when he was 7, so he was raised there. Came back to the U.S. already, you know, a young adult, and started. You know, was very interested in music, writing music, playing music, and his father was also you know, involved as a musical director of the orchestras for the symphonies in Guatemala. So that's why he was there.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes from a musical family. You know, he's a multi-Grammy award winner. I don't know if you remember that album by Santana. Supernatural.
Okay. Yeah.
Supernatural.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you ever heard of the artist name Selena.
Yeah,
she was a Mexican singer who got assassinated by her supposedly president of her fan club. And
yeah, I've
she
seen
murdered
the movie.
Her. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he produced
yeah,
her big hits
movie.
For her.
Okay, okay.
So Casey produced her big hit
okay.
in English and in Spanish. So he's a hit maker. So I was very blessed. We've been friends for over 50 years. He's a member of the Baha'i Faith, and the Baha'i Faith is just a wonderful faith to know about, because their concept is the oneness of God, you know, and the oneness of mankind, and the oneness of humanity. Casey taught me, and I joined him on a lot of the fireside, and very, very much grateful to him for introducing me to that side of a spiritual path. So Dizzy Gillespie was a Baha'i. Chick Corea was a Buddhist, you know. You had a lot of jazz and a lot of the black Latino artists, Afro-Cuban black Latinos from Cuba. You know, they pretty much, a lot of them were sworn and initiated into the Santeria religion. And so, when you learn about it, because all of their deities, when the Christians came, the missionaries came, and they came with all these different saints, or, you know, especially the Catholic Church, what they did was they created, you know, their own way of worshiping by worshiping one of their saints, but it was actually the name of a deity from Africa,
mm-hmm.
the original faith. And the language they speak is Lukumi. It's from the Yoruba ancestry of Africa. So that's all very interesting. Mm-hmm. All these faiths, you know, everybody has a path, and they have to, you know, go where their heart tells them to go. So it's all good. I'm glad to have met these people, and I was blessed to work with a lot of them. And now I'm doing something else, but my heart is always and always will be in tropical Latin music and the artistry and the musicianship and the arrangements, those horns, you know, the percussion, the piano. The you know, trombones, you know, it's you know, it's just great talent. And these guys, some of them, when they hit it, they tour the world. And so they go out for 6 months, and then they go back to Colombia, or they go back to Puerto Rico. And so the music lives on. But in the U.S., tropical Latin music is kind of like not on the priority list to develop new talent.
Mm-hmm.
So the new talent we see is, you know, the Latin urban trap with a lot of lyrics that you wonder how some they're, you know, these, you know, they can't think of any other lyrics. You know, it's all about raging hormones, sex and raging hormones and this and that. So, and look, the kids, you know, that's what they're consuming, and we can't stop.
But that's what
you
I
know, what's going on.
But
definitely, this music that we're go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was asking you a couple of weeks ago about. Who set those trends? Is it the executive, or is it the artist, or do the executive, do they let the artist, you know, when they come up with, I mean, we got the same trash here in America, you know, and it's like, who is saying that this is going to be popular, you know, or is it a combination of both the artist and the executive? Because the executives is the ones that write the check, right, or say, the man, you know, they say what can go out and what can't go out. Is that correct?
That's correct. You know, this is a huge investment. And I told someone the other day that I was at Universal when they signed Justin Bieber. And one of my friends was part of that whole temple, you know, doing the negotiating. And he was an A&R guy. He said that, you know, he was happy they had just signed the deal, and I said, so how much was the deal? Well, we knew each other for a long time, and I still know him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, for $10 million. Nobody knew who Justin Bieber was. And
was he on the internet?
Universal.
Did he get him off the internet?
No, Usher found him in Canada.
Oh,
and he was
a
young kid. But they were able to sign him and develop him. So what I'm saying is those $10 million came back tenfold, maybe more, to Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid's career
is
obviously he's a superstar. So, and he's got, you know, as far as economic independence, you know, he has it because he works for it and he earns it with music. So, it costs a lot of money. So a lot of people don't have the, I want to say, you know, the person that's inside that believes in them to be able to say, you know, let's sign this person and spend some money on helping them become successful in the recording industry and in the touring industry and in the song, you know, music publishing industry with their songs. And so, you know, there's a lot of competition out there, and this is not what you know, it's who you know. And, who you know that has the budget.
right. Okay. Well, I think this might be Eric. Well, someone hand raised it. 213-839. Someone on the phone. It might be Eric. 213-839.
Yeah, can y'all hear me, Beverly?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
How you doing, Eric? We can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well,
okay.
All right. Yeah, I can hear y'all clear now. I want to hurry up and get out the way, but I'm vibing so hard. Y'all know how I do. Y'all know I ain't no embarrassment with me. I'm vibing. And I want to make sure I tell you all the time, you know, Brother Eddie, but man, you know, thank you so much. And I've been communicating with Ron and make sure I told him thank you. And also I want to say on the worldwide radio, I want to thank Mama Villalobos, every time I go to Cali, she always hooking up some arroz con candules and, you know, inviting me in. And we have a little session there at the house. And so, you know, I'm keeping it with the roots, you know. I grew up around Puerto Ricans, Guamanians, Hawaiians, Filipinos, Africans, you know, Native Americans. I grew up around all different people. I learned their language. I learned their customs when I go in their house. If they say, take your shoes off, I take my shoes off. You know, I follow the customs. It's all about respect. And this is a part of that journey. We're keeping it going. I love you, Brother Eddie. Beverly, y'all have handled it so professional. It's a high quality, the pictures, the music. So thank you again. And I wish y'all continue playing some music. It's on fire. Thank you. And I want to say big up to my cousin Kev.
One of the things
big
that
up
I
to
wanted
Kingdom
to
Well. And, oh, you got listeners in Culebra.
What?
Oh, all right.
Okay.
You got people in Culebra, Puerto Rico listening. So, yeah, big up Puerto Rico.
Hey, I'm here in Loiza.
Hey.
We're looking at, we're meeting with songwriters of Latin Urban here in Loiza. We have we rented a house here for a month. So, it's, we're going to be here. But thank you so much, Eric, for the, you know, for inviting me and, I'm at your service. You know, I hope to do this again. Do it a little bit more differently. I like to be in front of a microphone instead of on my iPhone. And other than that, and there's always a lot of background noise. And right now, there's the restaurant. Airplanes fly by. I have to put it on mute if they come by. But thank you so much, Eric. And, yeah, thanks to my cousin Ron for thinking about me and my aunt, Itiaya. She's the best, my cousins. I also want to thank my wife, who was very patient with me with these shows when I was home, making sure that I wasn't bothered, you know, disturbed. And my wife, Brenda, and my kids, Eddie and Joanna and Elizabeth, they're very encouraging for me to do this with you, Beverly and Eric. So,
yes,
so I want to
thank them too. Yeah.
And most of all, you know, I want to come back at that show, with Latin artists singing English lyrics. And, you know, English lyric, English song with Latin arrangements. So we'll have to come back. Yes, and but it's been great focusing on Black Latino superstars of music, past and present, with you. There's so many more, Beverly. We couldn't play all of them. From Cuba, from the Dominican Republic, from Colombia, from Peru. You know, I couldn't play all of them. But from Venezuela, You know, we'll try to spotlight some of these artists throughout, you know, the year. Maybe just, you know, be able to play their music and share their bio, something like that, you know, with the artists. So that's down the line. I'm not a musicologist. I'm a music industry professional that happens to still love music after doing this this business for almost 5 decades. So I'm very
dedicated.
Yeah, so I'm still at it and
lubricated.
I don't know what you got set up to close the show here, but we got 30 minutes left, and I think we should give it to the audience and to the artists that they recorded all this great music.
Okay. And thank you again, East Coast, Eddie. We really appreciate you taking the time out to be with us. And I'll contact you, and you can send me the link to your Instagram. And what is your Instagram so the audience will know it? And I'm going to put the series on YouTube with your Instagram.
Okay. Wonderful. My Instagram page is East Coast Eddie, EASTCOASTEDDIE, East Coast Eddie.
Okay. And if someone is a superstar or they know of a superstar, they can contact you through your Instagram, through East Coast Eddie?
Absolutely. At this stage of my life, if I can be of service to great talent, why not do something and be of service without trying to think of, a career. I've already had a career. So when I do think that I can help, and if the chemistry is right, I don't know how else to say it, and if the talent is there.
Okay.
And if it's just the singing
right.
or not dancing, it's the attitude, and it's the passion, and it's the discipline, and it's, the message, here you're going to get famous. Okay, what are you going to do? What's the message? I think the message could be, let's stop the violence in Chicago, or let's stop, something, whatever, but it should be something.
Mm-hmm.
You think, Beverly?
Yeah. Yeah, it must definitely have a purpose, make a difference. Yeah, definitely.
So that's what we're looking
for.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, because you really have to be disciplined in your business there, because they got a lot of temptations.
Absolutely.
With the drugs and all of that.
To be able to take the hard, grueling touring schedules and press, conferences in different cities across the country, could be different countries as well. But around the USA, at least 20 markets, if you want to make it, in the Latin music industry. And so the record labels won't spend that kind of money on a black Latino artist. That's just a fact right now. Maybe we'll see a change one day. But for now,
okay.
I think that we've put it out there in the universe. Hey, pay attention to the black Latino artists. And, they're just as talented as everybody else. Let's invest. There's a lot of black Latinos and black African-Americans and, people from all, across the world that are consider themselves black. And that's because they have just Africa itself.
Yeah.
We're gonna
yes.
Well, we're going to end this series, but we're not going to end it. We're going to, like you say, it's out there in the universe now. It's out there. We're putting it out there, and we're going to see where it goes. And, again, I can't thank you enough, East Side, East Coast, Eddie, for sharing your talent with us. And we appreciate you, and you keep up the good work.
Thank you, Beverly D. God bless you.
Okay.
Better love.
Better love. All right, y'all. Let's see what we have here.
Yo no sé.
Diablo. eco nació en el Beria. Llegó lo que tú esperabas, lo que te traigo es fiesta.
Timbeco nació en el Beria. Llegó lo que tú esperabas.
Ya llegué, la fiesta va a empezar y te traigo todo lo que tengo. Te doy mi música, alma y sentimiento,
corazón
con alegría, te canto lo que siento.
Es una mezcla explosiva de rumba y timba con tongo, para que no me conozca.
Yeah.
I take great pleasure in introducing to you Mr. Pete Rodriguez.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for my latest basket of cheers, here it goes, baby.
Ooh, ah! Ooh, ah!
Mama, move that thing. Yeah, move that thing.